Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Jeff Greenwood with MidAmerican Energy with safety tips for your home in this extreme cold. There's probably never been more demand on your power or at least not this much demand in a long time with unprecedented cold coming, am I right?
Yeah, this is a record-breaking cold, and we are concerned as anyone about the safety of people. We want people to stay inside and stay warm, and even within MidAmerican Energy, we are taking extra precautions with our crews to make sure that they're safe as well.
Homeowners may experience a strain on their appliances and on their heating systems in particular because of this. Is there anything consumers can do to conserve on their power and stretch it out as much as they can?
Well, you know, I think really the concern right now is to make sure that people are safe and warm inside. That is the number one concern right now. And so there are some things you can do just to make sure that your furnace is running correctly and is keeping you warm. Number one is you want to make sure that your return air vents, the air vents where your heating is coming out of are clear and that there are no objects near them. And so that's encouraging that warm air to circulate indoors. Same thing with a radiator. Just make sure that you don't have anything blocking that heat coming out of it to make sure you can take advantage of that warm air that's coming out. If your furnace has the outdoor plastic vent pipes, the intake and the exhaust pipes that are frequently outside newer homes, make sure you clear away the snow and ice and ensure that those are not blocked. It's really important that there is airflow going through those plastic vent pipes outside. If you have window curtains, keep them closed, as those curtains can act as a little bit of an insulator, like a blanket over the windows, and they can help stop the cold air that may leak in through your windows. If you feel cold air drafting in through your windows or doors, consider adding weather stripping around your windows and doors. It may be a little late for that now, but if you are feeling a draft, this may be a good time to run to the hardware store and get some weather stripping. Don't use a gas stove to heat your home and don't run a generator inside. If your heating system runs out, is not working, call a contractor, get that contractor to come out and take a look at it. Obviously, you want to service your furnace once a year. If you haven't done that, then just hope for the best that you get through this cold, but consider getting that furnace serviced for the next time we get another cold snap, and make sure that your furnace filter is a newer filter, and if it's an older filter, if it's been in there for quite some time, that can inhibit the airflow through your furnace.
One thing that your crews are watching out for is the possibility of power outages. Certainly, it's never a good time to lose electricity, but this is probably the worst possible time for that to occur. And I'm guessing you have a lot of crews standing by to roll out just in case that happens, right?
Well, we always have crews on standby. We are always monitoring our system 24/7. We get concerned particularly when there's a high wind event that particularly if it follows a snowstorm, a wet snow or ice. We haven't had any precipitation now in a few days, fortunately. We are seeing some winds, but we don't have any. Fortunately, our system is holding up, and we have crews keeping an eye on the system day and night.
And I'm sure you're keeping an eye on the electric grid system, too, because there's bound to be some extra demand on that over the coming days as businesses and consumers all keep their heat going as much as possible and are trying to stay warm as long as possible, right?
Yeah, there's a demand on the system not just here in central Iowa, but throughout the Midwest. In fact, a good portion of the country is being affected by this polar vortex. And so we are certainly watching demand and making sure that our system is resilient. If you think that your furnace is not working correctly, call a contractor as soon as you can. I can only imagine that there's a lot of demand for heating contractors to repair systems right now. So we just want everyone to stay safe and warm inside their homes.
Thanks to Jeff Greenwood from MidAmerican Energy for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.